I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Saudi Arabia is expanding efforts to contain COVID-19. Kingdom officials put a 24-hour curfew on the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, and they're asking Muslims to delay Hajj bookings. Now, each year, between 1 and 2 million Muslims journey to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj, a ritual that Islam requires every follower to do at least once. When Saudis leave Islam and turn to Christ, it sets them free from things like the Hajj. But for believers like Dina, it doesn't make life easier. Social distancing takes on new meaning because if revealed, her faith in Jesus could get her killed. Joanne Doyle, co-founder of Uncharted Ministries, tells us,
Dina has been a believer for less than 2 years. She has never met another believer.
Before travel restrictions went into place, Joanne and her team spent a few days with Dina. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And the North African nation of Morocco is overwhelmingly Muslim, 98%. Christians account for just 1% of the population, but most of them are foreigners. Being a Christian in Morocco, especially a native Christian, is very difficult. Even shaking the faith of a Muslim carries a prison sentence. A Moroccan pastor who we'll call Andros says, since churches are also illegal, believers must gather in house churches. However, laws can't keep out the Holy Spirit. And Andros says social media allows Moroccans to ask spiritual questions and find Christ.
After ISIS, the people, they want to know about who is the real God. So we have many questions, many contacts from the social media asking, and they want to know God.
Pray for a spiritual revival in Morocco. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women written by women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get your copy free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.